Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's our Tua, 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 Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM, also streaming on the free Odyssey app. Got a great contest for you. It's called the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas, plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in or register for an account. You listen to WQM or any participating station and listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry, and you can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas, your chance to win. All you got to do, just listen to WQM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd. And when in Las Vegas, stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination. They supposedly have like one of the best sports books. And yeah. Visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. This is a national contest. Headlines. Those are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Went over the losses last hour, but if you missed it last night, Panthers lose to the Caps 6-3. It was 2-2 after a couple of periods, and then the Cats get down 4-2 early in the third. Matthew Tkachuk brought him within a goal. Capitals, though, got some empty netters to put the dagger on it. Cats will be on taking on the Blues tomorrow. Heat, they lose to the Bulls 133-124. They're back at it, and we'll look to bounce back tonight against the 76ers at 7:30. You could hear that right here on 560 WQAM. Yesterday, Luka, he was courtside, you know, sitting a little bit next to Bronny as the Lakers spanked the Clippers yesterday. Put it on them. Put it on him, dude. That was something. Right now, we are still awaiting the trade winds. The trade today that made noise, you had Chris Middleton get shipped to Washington for Kyle Kuzma. So Kyle Kuzma is now a Milwaukee Buck. This does free them up a little bit more salary-wise to make some things happen if they did want to get into the game for Jimmy Butler. But here is the big news that's circulating the NBA right now. And that is, it appears Bradley Beal has told the Suns to stick it. And yeah, I mean, we don't have that as a quote, but basically it seems like he's told them to shove it up there. You know what? I'm not leaving. I'm not bleeping leaving. And they're now apparently entertaining trade calls for Kevin Durant.
Wow.
And I don't know what to make of that. I don't like it. Is a crazy time right now because it seems like, look, The one thing we know about Kevin Durant, when he sees the ship a sinking, he gets the hell out.
Yep.
He gets the hell out.
He don't want none. I mean, in fairness to KD, the one thing that's very clear, he just want to play basketball. Right? He ain't into all that other stuff. And as soon as it gets like there's going to be some drama, I'm out.
Yeah, it kind of seems like he wants to play basketball for a good team.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody's now saying that it seems like the Warriors are really pressing to get him. But the Suns obviously want a star still. So they may en route do a three-way deal that is Heat, get Andrew Wiggins, Durant goes to the Warriors, Suns get Jimmy Butler. However, these are crazy times right now. And who's to say that the Heat aren't just like, well, if you want Jimmy Butler so much, why don't you just do Kevin Durant for Jimmy Butler? So I don't know. This is all very crazy right now, Leroy. I don't know.
Yeah, but who would you trade?
Well, this is the thing. Because they're so up against it with salary, I think the only guy they can add to
Dunks?
No, Duncan makes like $20 million, dude. The only guy they could add to a Jimmy Butler trade is a little sweetener.
What?
Is
Jovic?
Jovic.
Sweetener. Not even Jaime?
I think he makes too much because it's where you get picked. You're slotted at a salary.
Damn it, Jaime. Kevin Love. Veteran minimum.
He doesn't. Well, I think he does make them. I think he makes like a piece of the mid-level.
No one wants Kevin Love.
Well, I mean, I would like Kevin Love for vibes. I mean, I wouldn't be against getting Kevin Love, but
too cute. Too cute on that social media.
I don't know, man. I really don't know what's going on here. I'm flummoxed.
But 20.
We got like
28 hours?
Yeah, like 28 hours. 28 hours.
Say flubber.
But here's the thing. If you're Kevin Durant, right?
Pretty good.
Make a stink, nope. Right? Kevin Durant had a pretty public exit with the Warriors.
He makes quiet stinks.
He does. He is the anti-Jimmy Butler. Like, he's just like, whatever's going on in the background, KD's just like, mm-mm. So, I don't know. Like, if I'm the Suns, this is what I'm like if I'm the Suns, right? I'm trying to look at this from their perspective. Yes, he may opt out, but I'm just letting him go to the Warriors, who I'm like this with in the standings. I'm like, you know what, Kevin? Like, just play the season out because you know he's not going to Jimmy Butler it.
Yeah.
You know, play the last 30 whatever games are, roll the dice and see what happens. I don't know. And I do think this owner doesn't want to end up empty-handed. He does seem to have some affinity for Jimmy Butler if he's willing to give him an extension sight unseen, right?
Yep.
There seems to be something positive there.
Wouldn't that be something if Jimmy got there and say, we're not going to extend you?
Oh, well, hey, good luck to the desert if that happens, dude. James Jones, hey.
Desert. You think the desert is hot now.
Good luck to James Jones if that happens. But in all seriousness, like, if this is going to go down, it does feel like the Suns have been a little bit checkmated here with... All right, we tried to move Bradley Beal this entire time. Oh, wait, we traded for a guy with a no trade clause. The only way that was said around all this that part of the reason for getting Jimmy Butler is Kevin Durant was not satisfied with the roster, right? That part of what hinged on him signing an extension with the Suns was getting Jimmy Butler. If they physically.
Really?
Yeah. And if they can't, well, I'm like, he was the star they were going after, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if they can't, and he can opt out, rats off a ship.
I got to tell you, how do you think Devin Booker is experiencing all of this?
Very good question, Leroy. That's a good question.
Because you don't hear much from him.
You don't. But they were more successful before Kevin Durant got there. They got to the finals, you know? Good team. Bridges, Ayton, CP3, who's getting long in the tooth? And I get it. It's Durant. It's Durant. I get it. But now it's like, you're getting rid of Durant, and who am I getting here? And you know, hey, they're all Olympic teammates. You think Bam's telling stories? I don't know.
I know Bam is saying good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. You see my jump shot lately? Smooth.
I don't know, man. It just seems like if you're Phoenix and you've witnessed what we've witnessed for the last 2 months, are you really trying to go all out to get Jimmy?
It seems like they are. I don't know.
I know.
I don't know. Hey, I know.
They know something we don't. Because we've all fell for the Jimmy just going to ball out. And then when he doesn't, we've given him a lot of excuses as to why.
For sure.
But at some point, the reality speaks for itself.
You think Budenholzer is going to have like flashbacks to the 56-point game if he gets them?
PTSD.
Let's start with 20 first. It's been a minute.
Leroy thinks he's going to go out there and be Patrick Beverley.
Yeah.
He's gotten – Jimmy Butler has gotten to Aaron Rodgers level with Leroy. He goes, old bum.
Well, no, because I'm just saying, like, Jimmy's not a shooter.
Nope.
So he's not – KD could play till he's 40 because he's a great shooter. Jimmy's game is in the paint, getting to the foul line and stuff like that. And when that gets old, how does that look? And that's been my whole point throughout all this. We're all just making an assumption that wherever Jimmy goes, you're going to mysteriously get playoff Jimmy or finals Jimmy. And I'm saying he's tried to avoid playing that style of game for a while now.
Yeah, the only thing that you could, I mean, like the most optimistic you could do if you're the Suns right now is you think we give him the security that he wants. Like he's going to throw everything at the rim. The thing is, like, the problem is, can that hold up? Can that style hold up?
Right, because that's a style, that's a young basketball game. That's even, remember LeBron used to play that game, and LeBron developed the jump shot, mm-hmm. and LeBron developed the three, and LeBron picks his spots now. But I don't know if Jimmy is that as good a shooter as guys who have.
Yeah, it's not that Jimmy can't shoot, he just doesn't shoot. You know, like we've seen him unveil it and be like, you know, pretty decent when he wants to go, but that's not his game. I mean, he's said for a very long time, I like to run into people, and that takes its toll.
Exactly. So how I don't.
But I think Leroy, what we're doing here is they're still in a bad situation with Phoenix because here's where they're at. They have, and this is the big reason why the Heat did not want Bradley Beal. When you have an impossible person to trade, who's going to make $50+ million, you only have so many moves. Right. And if you're not going to trade the all-time leading scorer in Suns history and the fan favorite, what else do you do? If Kevin Durant looks around and he goes, well, this is over, just like he did in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
just like he did in OKC, just like he did with the Golden State. I think Golden State was more of a personal beef.
Right.
With Draymond and the coaching staff, he just wasn't happy there anymore. But one thing Kevin Durant has shown, when he's like, just like he doesn't do the whole theatrics that Jimmy does, but when it's over, it's over, and he's ready to move on. And so, with everybody having this noise that's going around, it kind of feels like Kevin Durant's gone to the Suns and be like, I'm done, let's go.
Yeah, but the one thing that I would say about all of his situations, regardless of him expressing his feelings to the organization, the team, the coach, or whatever, he's never not played basketball.
No, that's true. I mean,
so from that standpoint, all of this with me comes to a head, and I have a major problem with Jimmy's making a stink. I don't have a problem with that. but he's not playing basketball. He has gone out of his way to sabotage basketball. So it kind of, this has a different feel because of that. Like, I'm taking my ball and going home and I'm not playing and I'm going to shoot one-legged threes from the corner. KD would never do that. No matter what, KD going to go get you 25-30.
The thing that's going to be interesting about it, though, is, you know, what does KD want to do? Because there's all this talk, you know, like the Warriors had all this supposed debate about Durant. And I'm sure they'd want Durant back, but does Durant want to go back to Golden State? Like, maybe. I mean, I can't rule it out because it is teaming up with Steph, but, you know, like there's baggage there. There's past there. You know, it's always what probably comes up when ever, like, the long shots of, like, oh, would LeBron ever go back to Miami? It's like, it's probably bygones be bygones, but there is baggage there. So if Durant was looking for another place, we know he's got a lot of respect for Spo. Would he push to the Suns and be like, hey, you want Jimmy Butler so much, just trade me to Miami?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It does make
I think sense. It's a long shot. Like, I was telling Marcos on the way up here, I'm so shook. You know me, dude. I'm the whale. I'm the harpooner, right? On a typical Tobes day, I would be sitting here making whale sounds. I have such heat PTSD right now. I'm convinced we're going to give up a first-round pick for Bradley Beal. Like, that's how things have been going for us. That's where we're at. That's the Heat's run of moves lately. So I don't want to even allow myself to believe that we somehow could come out of the muck here with Kevin Durant.
Which wasn't even in the equation a week ago.
Right. So, I don't know. It's one of these...
How excited would you be?
What? But if I had to lose Jovic,
I see, and that's the other problem. You're losing a guy you could possibly have for 5-10 years to a guy you maybe have 2-3.
Yeah.
So, and is that impact of that player, regardless of how big he is, is that going to get you over any type of hump, right? Because he is probably one of the most unstoppable forces in the league right now.
He's incredible. MM says KD is going to go back because Draymond Green may be out if KD comes in. Man, that would be an ultimate petty revenge if you got Draymond Green actually off the Warriors.
Man, who else would want him?
Someone
like his value is only to the Warriors, right?
Someone will talk themselves into it.
The Heat.
Yeah.
I don't see the fit. Just basketball wise.
I don't see the fit with Terry Rozier, but here we are.
Here we are. You checkmated me with that one, dude.
Well, this is an after the fact thing, though. We're doing this beforehand. Yeah.
Hey, Leroy, you got a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Over to the window, Plex. We got a light breeze. Winds are coming out of the east, maybe a little northeast, at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. And it is 80 degrees with... I'd say mostly sunny, partly to mostly sunny. Not very many clouds.
How do you do, Froggy?
Excellent. Weather at 80, winds east-southeast at 12 miles per hour, partly cloudy.
All right. He's a golfer.
He's a golfer.
Take a break. Back after this.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys can win a pair of tickets to see Billy Currington and Kit Moore in concert with special guest Jade Eagleson at Meisner Park in Boca at the end of June. If you guys want to win, keep on listening to our show for details. It's a Live Nation show. Anybody else punch the sky when you guys saw Vic Fangio this weekend at the media day?
It did hurt.
It didn't. I mean, listen.
Thanks. That's what I did.
The players didn't want him here.
But why?
I
don't think he wanted to be here either. I think he was. I think the feeling was mutual.
He's more of a Northeast guy anyway.
Here's the deal.
Surly.
Sometimes we cherish the interactions and not the results. So the defensive guys felt that the interaction with him was more important than the results because they weren't a bad defense.
This year they were not a bad defense, and it seemed like Anthony Weaver tapped into a lot of great stuff. I mean, that Eagles defense is great too. You know, like it's right. One of those things where, but you know, I think people look at the whole, you know, it's a top to bottom thing. You know, I think he had some quotes about, what's the Eagles organization? He goes, it's completely different top to bottom. That's my old man. Cause the old love to talk like that. And, you know, I think it's just one of those things where it feels like anybody who gets out of here goes on to greener pastures.
It does feel that way.
Usually if you're good enough to be here, you can pick the jobs you want. So let's remember that. Right? I mean, he didn't go to a scrub defense. He didn't go and say, I'm going to be the defensive coordinator with Peterson back in the day at Jacksonville. That wasn't the case. He went to a a team that just been to a Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Yep.
So, like, yeah.
He said, this is from Dave Behrman, PFN for Pro Football Network. Vic Fangio on what went wrong in Miami. Quote, nothing really. Up until the last couple of games, we ranked very high in defense. We were top five in every stat. We lost 6 of 7 starters over the last few games. Yeah, they're just picking guys off the street.
No, so I, you know, again, sometimes we tend to look at, oh, this coach is hard. Oh, I should be doing this or I should be doing that. And we're not looking at, look at how good our defense is. You don't have to get along with your coach. You and your coach don't have to be buddy-buddy. You don't need to have a say in the defense. If your defense is top five in every category, that means you're doing it right.
And the other, but the thing, too, was, yeah, you lost both of your star pass rushers. You were getting guys off the street. I think the thing that was so interesting about it afterwards is you just saw the reaction of, you know, Holland, Jalen Ramsey.
Right.
And everybody was like, oh, it must have been bad there. But, you know, obviously the guy, look, the guy's resume speaks for itself. That's the facts. Right. I mean, the guy has been one of the best defensive minds in the league for a long, long time.
It's kind of like you're 15-0 and your star receivers complain about how many opportunities he gets.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. And sometimes, you know how Spo would say, we enjoy each other's success.
Yep.
Well, it's easy to do in basketball because you play 82 games.
Mm-hmm.
But to be happy about somebody else's success and the overall team success, at the end of the year, you might have a talk from the organization and say you weren't as good last year. And you can't just say, oh, that's because of the defense we were playing. They're going, nope, give me some of that
but
money.
But when you watch the Dolphins' defense this year, like one of the things that was fascinating is like they weren't a defense that turned anybody over. Like, so for a secondary that seemed to complain a lot about roles or being able to impact the game, that their safeties had 0 interceptions this year. You know, it wasn't a team that could take the ball away very much. I know that Fangs is a little bit more, you know, bend, don't break, maybe not as aggressive, but I mean, it is. I mean,
it wasn't like you were more aggressive this year and it's not like it made that much of a difference with the turnovers.
Right.
Now, I don't know how much of that is
the sacks. Player. Obviously, I'll give a pass to because we know, like, you're basically playing with a rookie and you know, Agba's, who knows what Agba's got left in the tank, and you know, Calais Campbell was and Sealer are holding it all together with duct tape. But he said another quote, Fangio on the difference between Miami and Philly. Quote, it's just a whole lot different. The whole organization, top to bottom, it's just different. Not to say one is better than the other, end quote. Well, but when you say it's different,
and one franchise seems to be on a different trajectory.
Yeah.
One of them hasn't won a playoff game. The other one's in its second Super Bowl in the last couple years.
3 years.
Yeah. So
this is their third Super Bowl of the decade?
I give him credit, though. He could have buried us. He definitely could have buried us.
But again, it's not like he didn't have success. I would say if he were to have a complaint,
mm-hmm.
I think his complaint would be because old people don't like to discuss their decisions.
That's true.
Old people like, because I'm coach, damn it, do it.
Yeah, the old right? love to and, keep things under wraps.
And that might rub people the wrong way. But again, if you play sports, you've had difficult coaches.
But if you...
But the end result is winning.
Here's the thing, though. If you're him, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're Vic Fangio, you think he probably looked at the other side of the ball because he basically got carte blanche at the defense, right?
Yeah.
And if you were to look at the two teams, I mean, they couldn't have more opposite offensive philosophies, right? Like, the Eagles are basically just an offensive punch you in the face. Yes, they have skilled guys like A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, but everybody knows them for right now, Saquon Barkley and the tush push, where the Dolphins is all fast dudes, razzle-dazzle. You know, that's It's like, so if you're Vic Fangio, and like that was last year with no Jonnu Smith last year. Last year it was basically all Tyreek Hill when he was here. So if you're basically, if you're Vic Fangio and you're like, you know, you're probably just like, too much razzle-dazzle.
You're putting a lot of situations in the fourth quarter where your offense can't run the clock out and you have to devise a plan to stop them or you lose. Yes. But that is more of a team build thing. That still has nothing to do with the success of the defense, although anytime you fail in that situation, they're going to look at the defense not stopping them. And I would tell you, a defensive coach or a defensive-minded guy would say, that's because we can't run out the clock.
Sexy Sauce says, the translation to the Fangio quote was, no disrespect. It kind of feels like we got hit with a no disrespect.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's true. I've said this all year.
I know you have.
Until you come up with a plan that you can run the clock out in those crucial moments of a game, that you're always going to open yourself up to either the comeback or no clock, no time being off the clock, and your defense is always going to be put in a difficult situation. That is a fact. So if you're a defensive-minded coach and you're playing, think about this. You're a defensive-minded coach and you play that two-shell and you play bend but don't break, right? But then your offense goes and throws three quick passes and it's three and out. That wears on you.
You think that he's ever used the term with Mike McDaniel to his associates on the defense? Hey, you got razzle dazzle boy over there.
You think he's yelling, run? Can we run the football?
Definitely, definitely, for sure.
And it's weird. It's weird. One of the crazy things about this offense is you can lead the league in rushing while not being able to run the football at the most pivotal moments in the game, which is a weird dynamic to an offensive team. It really is. If you're leading the league in rushing, that means with 4 minutes left to go in the game, you can run the clock out. That's what Philly does. That's what a lot of teams with. That's what Detroit tries to do. There's a lot of that. The Dolphins can't do that. So I could see how a defensive coordinator would get frustrated because you're always getting put in these tough spots at the end of games because your offense can't close the deal.
Take a break. We'll mix things up on the other side. Back after this.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our favorite part of the show when we want to mix things up, and that is the mix bag. Frog Boy, what do we have today in the mix baggy bag?
We continue to unpack biggest trade in recent memory as more and more opinions seem to be spilling out. Let's start with one that we haven't really discussed too much.
Caleb Martin to Dallas.
Correct. That is the one that I was waiting for. Kyrie Irving.
Oh.
Yes, Kyrie Irving finally breaks his silence and says that he's still grieving the Luka trade.
You know, you just don't imagine that you're going to get ready to go to sleep and then you find out news like that. You know, so it's still a grieving process right now. Miss my hermano. You know, we had a lot of time together. This is a weird case in NBA history to be a part of.
Wow. Wow. Misses his hermano.
Yeah. Oh, got to unmute Leroy. Say that again, Leroy. Sorry, I apologize.
He's 25.
Yeah, for sure. I don't understand that hermano thing. He's not Spanish. That's not Spanish. No one's Spanish there.
I think Luka does speak Spanish.
What's Slovenian?
Brate. Brate.
Brate.
He doesn't call him his brate.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'll call him my brate.
Okay.
No, yeah,
26.
Yes, you would.
26.
What are you going to call KD?
Whatever he wants. Wait,
so let's figure this one out. You would praise Pat Riley.
Yep.
And the Heat organization.
Mm-hmm.
If they end up trading Jimmy Butler and getting Kevin Durant.
I don't want to give up where.
Did you hear what I said? If they get rid of Jimmy and KD ends up on the team, you might have to.
I don't want to give up where.
You can't give up where. He's the only one on your team that really is a true center.
I really don't want to go with Nico. I love Nico, dude. I'm going to have a talk with myself. I need to go for a walk. That's my guy. That's my guy.
You can make that money right with Terry.
Oh, man.
But you know Nico would... You know Nico, if he was going to get traded, if anybody was going to get traded with Jimmy, it would be Nico because he loves Jimmy.
Mm-mm. True.
He's just going to bring, you know, like he's going to, I mean, man, he was so, I mean, he got cooked by that Valensis fella, but he was cooking yesterday too. I mean, his shot was falling. I love the way that he's playing.
How about Jimmy and Dunks?
It's too much money. That doesn't work, dude. You keep making.
You have to get somebody back.
No, but they can't take. They can't. I don't, there's so much. There's only so much salary that team can take back because of their apron situation.
The apron.
Oh. Huh?
So it's basically. It would basically be one of
it's
the.
It's funny how you can spit this out, but I asked you a little bitty old hockey question, and you hyperventilate.
Where is the Four Nations? I got to figure that out, by the way, before Cat Talk. What else you got in the mixed bag?
We're going to hear from some more people directly involved. Another point of view not a lot of people are considering. Anthony Davis.
Nobody cares about Anthony Davis. Nobody cares about Anthony Davis.
This has been deemed the Luka trade.
The Luka trade.
We don't even know. We forgot about Anthony Davis. This is the Luka trade.
People, I saw somewhere online, they're like, people are treating Anthony Davis like he's Hassan Whiteside. Like, they completely forgot that this guy's pretty good. But anyway, this was his reaction to being traded, surprisingly.
I was shocked.
Everyone else?
Like I said, I didn't know. I was actually at home about to watch a movie with my wife and got the phone call. So I had no idea. I just sent the team text about congratulations on a win against the Knicks, big win, and then looking forward to Tuesday's game against the Clippers to as far as standing purposes, and then found out like an hour later I was no longer with the team, so I was in shock. Obviously, had no idea that it was happening, but now it's I'm kind of over it and just kind of getting ready to play with Dallas.
Quick turnaround. Imagine that. You're going to have dinner, watch a movie. Good win, fellas. See you on Thursday.
Yeah, but here's the kicker. It happened damn near in the middle of the night.
Yeah. 9 o'clock over there, though.
No, yeah, we were there. I saw it, and I was like, no. And then Tobin.
I was like, we were walking back from the arena. We just had watched. Well, we watched Leroy lose a bad beat.
Oh my god!
And then we watched the boxing match. And then we were walking out of the arena, and I look. We were walking past the bootleggers.
Ah.
And we're like, just like stopped to look at my phone. I'm like, excuse me.
You had to spell. You had to make sure it wasn't Sham Shams.
Yeah. I didn't, because it was funny, because the first thing I saw was a Bleacher Report notification. It wasn't even a tweet, and I was like, nah, come on. This has got to be one of those stupid Bleacher Report hypotheticals. Oh, my God! Phone was too hot.
Can we think of a player that, at that age, with that... That good that's been traded at 25. I'm thinking, I can't even think of how old was Kareem when he got traded. That's the only thing I can think. That's the closest thing I can think of.
All right, let's
take I think he was around 30.
Let's take a little looky-loo. 27? 27.
Yeah, so.
That was his last, I can't think, last year in Milwaukee.
Shaq just left, right? He wasn't traded.
I mean, LeBron.
LeBron was traded, but
yeah, LeBron left it for him. He was 25.
But that the decision was kind of, that it wasn't just a trade.
No, but I would say even with the thing with the I can speak with the decision. Even with the decision, the overwhelming thought was there's no shot he's leaving Cleveland, but there was buzz about him going to Miami. It's not right. Like it came out of nowhere.
Correct.
It was the Heat's
correct.
Plan. Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade had already signed, so everybody had to wait because nobody really knew. Even Bosh and Wade have said, like, he went dark on us. We didn't hear from him. So, like, obviously, the gravity of the decision in basketball history will go down as bigger, but just pure shock. I think the Luka trade was more shocking.
Yes. Yes. Because I can't think of any other trade where you were just...
Anything else in sports? Like, is there one that, like, even comes...
I remember, I want to say... Was it Marshall Faulk was traded for Eric Dick? Was it Eric Dickerson? No. I'm trying to think. I can't really.
They traded him from the Colts to the
Rams
for a second and fifth round pick.
Okay, nope. Let me see. Because, like, running backs have been traded. Like, Jerome Bettis. You're thinking Marshall Faulk got traded. In basketball, you get traded beforehand, so you don't know how great they are because Kobe was not drafted by the Lakers. And there's some other players like that who, I mean, think Brett Favre was traded.
But he wasn't Brett. Like he wasn't Brett Favre, you know.
Nope, he wasn't Brett Favre. He was just
Like this is like who's been this good, and they're just like nah, no thanks, see ya. That's the other part of it. Like even with other stuff, it's like typically the player's the bad guy. He walks away,
right.
He leaves, he's out.
Right.
What organization decides to say, I don't think he can do this anymore. I don't think he's going to be this. We've seen, like, when you make a trade like this, you're essentially saying unless the owners are real cheapskates, but the way they're painting it is, the way they've painted it is, we don't think he can be worth the richest contract in NBA history when all he's done is play like a player who deserves the richest contract in basketball history.
Right. I got to tell you. Fat Luka can still ball.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what kind of basketball are they talking about?
I'm looking at the, obviously with this trade going down, a lot of people are going to reflect on the biggest blockbuster trades in history. And even when you go through the list, you may find people who were potentially as talented as Luka, but no one nearly this young. The only other one in basketball that they mention here that is a similar shocking blockbuster trade was when Kevin Garnett got dealt to the Celtics. But by then, he was 10 years in the league, 11 years in the league.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's right. A good comparison just because that was similar to they gave him the sweetheart deal that was negotiated amongst friends.
Yeah.
You know, so that was one of those things where, you know, was it Angel McHale? Like, they both, like, you go, haven't been nothing.
Yeah. I mean, can we think of... Like, there's been some trades, I want to say, remember the two point guards got together in New York? One of them came in and got traded. and they didn't think that would work. I'm trying to think of the two guys back in the day. But I can't think of, like, even when Zoe got traded here, it wasn't like this.
No. They have this trade at the top of the list, by the way. They have it above Babe Ruth to the Yankees. They have it above Chamberlain to the Sixers. They got it above Gretzky to the Kings. So this may be – it's hard to find a similar situation because this may
be – Well, because all those guys were older.
Yeah. I think Chamberlain was 28, and then everybody else was you know, approaching 30.
Right. So –
Herschel 25? Walker to the Vikings? Were you around for...
That was... There's two trades in football that ring in my head because of what was given up. So the first one is Herschel Walker because Dallas got so many picks, it built their dynasty in the 90s. So that's why that trade is significant. Because they traded to the Vikings and got so much in return, it kind of built that franchise for the first half of the 90s. The other one would be what Mike Ditka did to get Ricky Williams.
Oh yeah.
He traded every pick in the draft. So
every pick?
Yes. God. All his other picks.
You think he had to get the seventh? He could have got away with just six of them, you know?
Back then, the draft was 12 rounds, too.
12?
When I was drafted, it was bigger, longer than that. More than 12 rounds.
The 12 of you. Look at yourselves. You're not as good as Ricky.
We'll take it.
So those are the only two, like, deals that I could think of where, like, one team mortgaged the future and the other team wanted a guy at any cost.
That being said, Anthony Davis, yeah, sorry, dude. We forgot about you.
Yeah, wow.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.